Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. Well, I woke up. Guess we got to do a show, Todd.
Yeah.
That's an inspiring start.
I never went to sleep.
That's right. Todd never sleeps. Welcome to another episode of Your Daily Scrum. I am professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That is professional scrum trainer Todd Miller. We get together each and every day to help you get better at scrum each and every day. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the description to learn more about Todd and I, the classes we teach through scrum.org, and our book, Fixing Your Scrum, Practical Solutions to Common Scrum Problems. All that stuff's in the description. Leave your comments below. Let us know what you thought about the video. Leave us your questions, and those questions might turn into a new video. All right, Todd, we're doing our top 10 rewind. The next show that we're going to revisit, what does a Scrum Master do all day? Very similar to yesterday. What does the typical day look like? But how does a Scrum Master fill their day? It seems like these are like the two biggest videos by a lot.
Yeah, it does. So some data, right? This was filmed on March 3rd of 2021. So a year and 3 months ago. Right now, to date, we're over 8,000 views of this particular video with 37 comments. I pulled a couple different show notes from it. First of all, you opened the episode by calling me Todd Champagne Miller.
Oh.
How about that? Remember that? That's a throwback nickname.
I do. Champagne was one.
Champagne Miller. And my beard was more full, but it's coming back in. So we'll see
I think my beard's just grayer.
It is. It's a lot grayer.
Getting old. 1 year older.
It's interesting the approach that we took on this video because we really dove down into, I walked in the office and this happened. Where, yeah. If you remember, like the last video, we were like, what does a Scrum Master do? We're really high level. We walked into this video and you were like, I walk in and I have to coach the executives because they're messing around and the Scrum team and kind of bothering with them in the afternoon. I'm coaching the product owner. I'm coming up with a new retro format. I'm trying to learn new things. I'm addressing organizational impediments. And so we really went down to, I walked into work and this happened to me as a Scrum Master, which I think is very different than our video we did yesterday.
Yeah. Can I have a mulligan here? Reshot? Cause I think I would answer this totally different than I did a year ago.
Sweet. Let's hear it.
I would basically get up earlier I've shifted my lifestyle a bit, try to work out a bit more. Still not eating great. I got to get the nutrition locked down, Todd, but I'm working on it. But I'm also getting up early and kind of, you know, for me, it's prayer, it's contemplation of the day, it's prep. But I'll take some time to actually figure out what's the most important thing I need to do today to be a good follower, a good husband, a good dad, a good business partner. And I'm trying to figure out the things that I need to do to make sure that I'm hitting those responsibilities, right? So I want you happy. I want my kids happy. I want my wife happy. I want, the one I worship to be happy. All I need that I need that contemplative time. And I think Scrum Masters could really benefit from stopping. Look, there's a lot of, we talked about snake oil in an episode that really fired people up. I think part of the snake oil is pretending that we can give you a template to demand more money as a Scrum Master, or how to be a Scrum Master without experience. All that is just BS. And we need to stop that. What I think we can do, though, is start practicing some intentionality here. When I step into an office to fulfill my Scrum Master accountabilities, I want to sit back and really be contemplative about what's the most important thing I need to get done today in order to enable my team, my organization, my leadership, whoever it is that I'm focused on, to enable them to deliver. And then that is my day until that's done. And there might be three or four things that need to get done in order to get a delivery out, but that's, I'm really going to frame it that strongly. What do I need? What impediment do I need to remove? What coaching do I need to provide? Which executive do I need to shake down for some more money so we can upgrade the build server because it's died three times this week? Like, whatever it is I need to do to make delivery simpler and to actually give us a higher percentage of hitting our sprint goal, that is what I'm going to do all day. Does that make sense?
It does. I think a way to, that you can unearth that as a Scrum Master would be to fall back and look at the principles and the values. And so the principles of Scrum: inspection, adaptation, and transparency, empirical process control, the five Scrum values. I think if you think and you sit and your reflection is on that, and you think of that from the Scrum team perspective, from the product owner perspective, from the developer perspective, and from the organizational perspective, and you could say, what is that one thing that is holding us back from delivering today, or is impacting us from an empirical perspective or a values perspective? What is that thing? And so I feel like the roadmap or the way that you could contemplate that is by viewing the principles and the values and sitting and contemplating what's happening there that's impeding your delivery. I think that might be a really good exercise for a Scrum Master every day to go in and look at and think about that.
Yeah, and I think what's kind of shifted both of us in this direction, well, at least for me, the language in Scrum Guide 2020, when it talks about the Scrum Master is accountable for the effectiveness, right? To me, effectiveness, it's not, well, we got this many story points, Todd. It's not that nonsense. It's we are able to meet our sprint goal each and every sprint. That's an effective Scrum team. Mm-hmm. And I'll drop that definition, and if people want to fight me, enter a comment and I'll argue with you for days. But that's kind of where I'm at now. And so I'm removing impediments. I'm making delivery simpler. I even think on, so first, Todd's activity is great. Sit down and do that. The principles and values will kind of guide you to your thoughts. But what if you just asked, what if you got executives? What if you got your stakeholders, your Scrum team, some users, everyone in the room, and just said, why is delivery difficult today? And have them fill a wall, right? Get their perspective. And now, Scrum Master, you should never ask, what am I doing all day? You're clearing that board. You are clearing, you're going to partner with leadership and whoever you need to help you, and you're going to clear the board of why delivery is difficult. And if you do that, and you couple it with yesterday's episode of EBM and measurements and good insights, now you have the possibility, you've earned the possibility to become predictable. The possibility. I'm not guaranteeing it. You've earned the possibility to become predictable. You've increased the team's effectiveness and you've preserved delivery. And that's what we're here to do as a Scrum Master, right? That is the job. And each day is going to be different. But if you follow Todd's ideas on principles and values, you take this idea of intentionality and you couple it with removing the things that make delivery difficult, they're never going to fire you, right? They're never going to be mad at you. You are going to be a true contributor. And it also means you don't have time to do JIRA and order lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. So what the kick cuts are up. Hey, I have a slight data correction, Ryan.
Okay.
This video that we did in March 3rd actually had over 11,000 views. I was in the last 365 days now looking at lifetime. It's 11,000. So
there you go.
Slight correction in data. Gotta be right.
All right. Let us know, Todd. I think it's time for the end screen.
It is.
Let us know what you think about this episode. Was the rewind valuable? Like and subscribe so you don't miss future videos. Check out the socials. We're pretty big on, we're a big deal on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our free Scrum Framework course and our free EBM course. You can use those classes to go get certified and to take on the world. Some merch is going to pop up. You asked for merch. We hit 10,000 plus subs. We've delivered. We've got hoodies and cups and all sorts of fun stuff. Check it out. I think we'll leave it at that. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. Your days will never be consistent. There's no prescription to being the perfect Scrum Master. Your focus is on effectiveness. We need you to be intentional. Intentionality requires focus on principles and values. And if you can get that right, you're probably going to win. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!